This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know what time it is, baby. It's the Random Order Podcast, episode 93. It's your boy, Quentin Quarantino, also known as the name I was born with, Jermaine Richards. You know what time it is, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yes, sir. Also known as Trevon.
My man, Sheldon Sebastian in the building. What? My man got the hat on. It's been a great episode, man.
I'm going to say this for old time's sake, man. It's the chocolate one in the building. You feel me?
Woo! Oh, baby! Let's do it!
Yeah!
It's been a great episode, man. We spoke on doppelgangers, the twins in the Ed Bread situation, stealing frozen chicken, the minimum wage in Florida, and blowing your nose in public like a maniac. Before we get into this episode, man, I need y'all to pull up on that like button and just rip shot. Get up in that like button's ass, man.
Smash that motherfucker.
Make sure you're subscribed and you click the bell too. Hit all the fucking buttons, man.
Oh, we talked about my porn star doppelganger.
Yes.
That too.
Oh, man. Not another one.
At this point, man.
Look at these gorgeous eagles, man. Look at these gorgeous eagles, man.
You feel me?
On their P's and Q's.
You feel me?
The video drops. The eagle's going really. The eagle got a close eye on this type of shit.
Yeah, man.
It's always ready for when the meal come out. The meal being this video. They got them post notifications on, man.
Yeah.
Flying in.
Yo,
you know what time it is, man.
Shout out to y'all for real. If you got the post notifications on for real, because that's dedication, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
So I really appreciate that.
Shout out to channel members, man. I'm seeing some baby eagles. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some eggs in the crowd.
Yeah.
Somebody hatched. Put the hatcher on the screen.
Put the hatcher on the screen.
Congrats on the hatcher. Yeah,
congrats on that, man. Congrats on breathing air. For the first time, man, with your little bird lungs, man. Yo, check me out, man. Straight off the ripskies. How y'all doing? Y'all good? We never asked each other how we doing. Everyone okay?
Yeah, I'm straight.
Yeah, I'm good.
Moving up.
You good, yeah. Shells? What's new? Yeah, what's new in Shells world? As always, as expected, niggas is out there wiping their dog's bum. How you feel about that, Shells?
I knew I was right. You know what I'm saying? I'm never really ever living wrong.
Many people drew the line of the penis wiping.
Many drew lines.
Yeah.
I didn't see
No.
There were some lines drawn. Yeah.
I felt penis. Like it was just like, what you call it? The butt. The butt was the line.
The butt was the main thing I feel I saw.
I feel like how is that the line, bro? Like,
both of them are the line for me.
Bro. That's where I just, you know what I'm saying? It's just a quick, I'm not going crazy. I'm not like giving this nigga a fucking, what is that shit called? Fucking stick shit up your asshole?
Probe.
Prostate.
Prostate.
I ain't giving the nigga a prostate or nothing. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? It's the wet. The white is already wet. It does the work for me. You know what I'm saying? Anyways.
I just wish they didn't have to do that.
I just like,
there has to be someone working on that. Just make a dog. Since we're faking shit anyway, just make a dog.
Make a dog.
Doesn't have to eat, doesn't have to drink, doesn't have to shit. It's all good. Nothing's nasty about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a cat, right? Like, you don't really got to do shit to a cat.
You ain't got to do nothing stinking, to a cat. Man,
Oh, man.
But cats don't be showing you that love. So it's like, you know, it's not a fair trade. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like, I get it. Yeah. You got to, like my dog right now he's doing this thing where he's wiping his like ass on the floor. So like maybe it's worms, maybe I gotta drain the anal glands.
That's too much shit.
And I looked it up. I looked it up online, and this is before like when I didn't know what it was and what he was doing new to dog world. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, you got to drain his anal glands. And here's a video on how to do it. As if.
Oh, like, I don't need that. We don't do that.
I'm not doing that. Bro. You suggesting the wrong link, my man.
Yes, you need to be sending me how to get to where you are. Mm-hmm. So, so you can take care of that.
Yeah. Because, like, there's just a lot of things in my life that I'm not going to be able to say I did. And
yeah,
draining my dog's anal glands?
Top of the list.
That's probably top five, yeah. But
I'm not doing it. Bro, I was... Yeah. Oh. You know when the caca gets stuck in the dog's ass?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That hasn't happened to you?
Yeah, no, not me, no.
So, yeah. This
maybe Zara. Not just, me.
We're walking the dogs, me and Symphony, and then it happens, and then like I was holding the bag already, and she's like, oh, no, just pull it out.
She asked you to do what?
She's like, tell me how to do it. She's like, oh, no, you just pull it out. Oh.
So wait, let me.
Since you already know.
Here's the bag.
So you're bag. So you're pulling.
Yeah, it's like the hair might have ate a hair, and then it's dang, and you gotta.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Bro, I was like, that's going to have to rock out till we fucking slide that shit on a rock or something.
Yeah, or just throw the whole dog away. Because, like, bro, you got to draw the line somewhere. And I feel like if there's not a line being drawn, like, you're going to get taken advantage of. Like, I already do. I pay for your food. I pay for your vet visits. I pay for, like, everything. You don't have money. So, you know what I mean? I'm doing that. I take you for walks. I feed you and do all this. Like, you got to, you know what I mean?
I'm not pulling
it out yet. I agree with you. But. One thing I'm going to say is, like, keeping the dog clean, I'm doing that for me. That ain't even for the dog.
Damn. That's that self-love shit we was talking about, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm for saying? Real.
Tap that shit up.
Yeah. You know what, man? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, man, you know?
Let's take a couple steps, man. You know, take baby steps.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's...
I like to roll the dice sometimes, too, though, man.
For sure.
What you mean by that? Fingers crossed, no bacterias.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it sometimes it'd be less stressful that way.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I wish. Never mind. Yeah, fuck it. Like, I wish we didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, how dogs be doing it, and then they're pretty much clean.
That would be sick.
No toilet paper vibes.
Right.
That would be sick. Do we care too much about our?
But you know what? TMI. I'm gonna tell you right now. Fast forward a couple seconds. If you know I did that. I done had some shits where I wipe and it's just, the shit's clean.
Oh, yeah, no, you get blessed sometimes.
Discuss this.
Sometimes you get a gift.
Discuss this.
Yeah, I done had some times. Okay.
And I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't believe it the first wipe. So I wipe again.
Yeah, another one. Yeah.
Something about me still throws away the fucking clean toilet paper into the bowl. And say, let me just get one more. Let me just get one more because I just don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Got a bad square.
Yeah. So like, there's been some times where I'm like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, nah, mm-hmm. I need to see blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Y'all don't feel me on that?
Wait.
Y'all feel me out there?
I agreed to that before I heard it.
Yeah, for sure. I do that.
Hey, man. Speaking on the topic of wiping. I was just having these thoughts on the way over here. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, like, I just never really got, and shout out to y'all, that's because this is a different level of confidence. So before, you know what I mean? This is a podcast where I'm just speaking my mind, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry if you do it, don't get offended. It's y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not that guy to blow my nose. I don't be blowing my nose. Period. Even when I'm sick, more times I don't really blow my nose.
Just sniff that.
I just sniff that. But shouts out to y'all who be blowing y'all nose in public with no mirror. Cause I don't know how y'all know that y'all got everything. Cause that's a risk. It's a risk and it's a skill.
The reward. The risk outweighs the reward.
Like, way too much.
The reward is okay. You blew your nose. The risk is you were fucking like you're literally walking around with boogers in your nose.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna tell you.
No one's gonna tell you that. Yeah. I've watched my dogs walk around with boogers in their nose. I'm like, fuck. Wait, how do I bring this up? Cause we're talking about something great right now.
Sometimes it's just them, though. He's doesn't care that much. But yeah, I'm, and then they go to the mirror
and they're like, yo, why'd you tell me?
Hey, I thought you're grown, man. Well, you 27, right?
In high school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, were you saying, Jermaine?
Yeah, no, that's a bathroom situation for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Close the door situation is definitely locked.
locking the door.
Bro, even in the mirror, I'd be fucking. I'm like, how does? How did niggas just?
It'd be loud as hell, bro. It'd be so loud.
Still dude. Interacting with other people, huh?
Yeah, yeah, one second. Interacting, like,
yeah.
And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's one thing to do it when we chilling. Mm-hmm. And it's like, me, I don't really have, like, I have pet peeves, but my pet peeves don't bother me like how other people's pet peeves bother them. Like, I don't, like, I'd rather you not blur your nose at the table.
Right.
But if you do it again, I more so have a little bit more respect. I'm like, damn, nigga, some confidence on
some
you.
Some bold shit.
Some balls on you, man. Like,
in between his sentences, he just stops and fucking do a clean up.
Yeah.
Dog, that was crazy.
What was crazy?
That nigga said.
Yeah. So it's just like, yo, I don't know. I just,
there's a time. And, no, you got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
For that, my man.
Yeah.
No, like, you know, yeah, like.
Nah, there's like. Come on.
I feel like, you know, just.
Someone's blowing
on
their
that
nose
certain
right now.
Day, on that. It's just one of those days where, like, you might catch me and I just might have to fucking, like, bring that up.
Are you guys?
I you never ever brought that up in my life to anybody.
Leo, don't you think that, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean, right? The food.
It's a possibility, go, like, you know go. What I'm saying?
Get yeah, yeah.
I remember I was meeting with this person, and we were sitting down, and I'm just fucking. Oh shit! Hold on. Action right there, as if like, yo, I'm like, yo,
you know.
Bro, we have fucking nachos on. You're gonna use your hands again. It's not like that side of the tissue is clean, because it's like they fold it and then just wipe it and then fold and fold. So it's just like, how do I know what you're touching right now?
And then niggas put that shit in their pockets.
In the pocket in the for pee. Later.
Yeah. My uncle be on that type of energy. I'm like, bro, that is.
He disgusting. Got the hanky?
He got the mucus pocket.
It's like, it don't even be hanky. It just be like paper towel just folded up. It'd be a lot of them.
How old is this man?
He probably in his like late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people don't change
the
their
age.
Ways. This yeah, is what this is. Age. You gotta stop this shit now.
I see my yeah. grandpa do that shit.
My yeah. grandfather does that shit and I call him a sick bastard.
Sick bastard.
I don't know.
Nah, but are you guys the type of people where like if you take a phone call, you'd be like, oh, and you walk away, take the phone call, or you just like take the phone call right there?
I'm gonna walk away guy.
You're a walk-away guy?
I feel like that's the energy you got to have when you blow your nose, bro.
Damn.
You got to be like, 1 second.
I'm going to tell niggas 1 second. Like, if anything, if we were walking, like, I don't get calls if I'm with the gang. Like, I don't know. I don't really get calls like that. Like, if I'm sitting down and I'm at the table, I'll call you back. Mm-hmm. I'm busy right now. I'm present. Yeah. I chose to be present. Unless it's my dad, then it's going to be a quick call. But, like.
No,
but
do
you answer and say, or you just don't even answer?
Yeah, like, I'm, you know, no one's called. First off, someone even asked me this shit. They say, are you a texter or are you a caller? I'm like, okay, hold on. I feel like this is a trick question because, like, I'm not, don't sign me up for nothing with based on my answer, nigga. Because, like, realistically, what are you guys, texter, callers? What do you guys do?
I'm definitely a texter.
Oh, yeah, you can shoot me that fucking text message.
Don't call me, gang. Like, yeah. Don't call me. I'd rather not. Me personally, I'd rather not.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Like, because it's just so situational. Like, it's like, one, what am I doing? Two, most of the time I'm doing something. And three, the times I'm not doing something, I'm doing something because I'm doing nothing. I'm fucking chilling right now.
This is what we're doing right now.
You know? And I don't think people respect that enough, to be honest with you. People
those
don't
are the
respect
callers.
Those
are the callers. The callers don't know that other people aren't callers.
It's like, listen, I know you're bored, but that has nothing to do with what Trevon is doing.
Bro, I hate...
Send me the audio message.
Don't even send me those anymore.
Not even that, but like, I'm gonna sound like a fucking grunge, but whatever.
Man.
Don't call, like, if you call me to check on me, like, cool, but you better fucking say that within 5 seconds of me answering that fucking phone. Do not call me and like, oh, what are you saying? None, what are you saying? None. And then it's just a dead silence.
What are we here for?
Calling and say, what's up? Still, it's like, yo.
Oh,
just like, yo,
yeah. No, good, man. Yeah.
It's like, bro, just you could have texted. How you're good? All right, I'm good. You know what I mean? It's like, don't call me because you don't got nothing to do and shit like that. Like, I don't want to be on the phone doing nothing with you now. Like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
This is worse.
This is worse. Now it's two people doing redundant shit.
I know all your answers already.
It's like, I feel like... It's the same thing that we were talking about when you said, why do you think, or what do you think, what's the one thing people hate about you or whatever? And I was saying, okay, maybe for us, it's like, we don't want to do something. And I feel like that's one of the things, like, if I tell someone, yeah, I'm not much of a caller. Like, I don't really like, and that's the thing. It's doable. It's possible.
It can be done now. Fucking yeah. Do it and shit. But
like, just call me with a purpose, please.
Even then.
Cause then I don't feel like I'm on the phone. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's thoughts being passed back and forth. And it's like, it's okay. It's a doable, but when you just call me just because like you're driving somewhere.
Oh, don't tie me into that.
I hate that. Don't call me. No, I'm bored. Don't
call
shit.
Me. Bro, my first thing is,
How far are you?
Yeah. You know, like,
I think, can I do 20 minutes?
Don't call me. And, you know when they call you and then they set their phone up? It's like,
oh my God.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on in your world? Open up.
Yeah, I was literally about to beat my meat.
Yeah.
Can we
oh man. I feel like there's a lot of things that bother me. But like they don't actually bother me. Like I'll do it, but it's just like, am I interested in this right now?
Yeah, I'd rather not. My brother called me today. I felt kind of bad. My brother called me today, right? I was at work. When I'm at work, it's like, when there's certain people in my life, and you know the hours that I work. You know. You know, nigga.
You have my schedule.
You know what I mean? And you still call me, it takes a lot for me to answer the phone, because I'm like, brother.
That's the situation. You know the work that
you're doing. You know what I'm
saying? Fucking day.
But I always answer, and then it's like, I can't hear you. Well, I'm fucking at work, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry you can't hear me, but this is what you called. This is what you signed up for, man.
You agree to this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Speak up.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't hear you. Oh, man.
I love it. Like, yo, can I call you text? I love that. Oh,
I didn't. But I'm going to leave that on red.
But that's the thing. I got the option. That's why I love it, bro. That's why I love it.
Yeah.
I could leave it on red, text you in like 30 minutes. Oh, my bad, bro. You still need to call? 9 times out of 10. Man. That's all right. And I'm just like, yo.
Yeah. I just remember feeling pure anxiety getting a phone call from the ladies back in the day. Because I was born not a phone person.
Bro. I remember one time I wrote shit out. Like, no cap. Like, I wrote shit to talk about. This girl was about to call me. I think she's
got to do those. Yo, that's smooth.
That's a dude. It's smart. Yo, bro. It's just like when like the dead space comes, I just, you know what I mean?
Boom. Yo, that's hard. Boom. I never thought of that.
Yeah, you seen a new
yo, you should probably tell the ladies, oh, he's so smooth. Meanwhile, the nigga got okay.
I got the fucking so color.
Fucked up.
How do you feel about pink?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But nah, my heart would be fucking racing. I'm just there. The amount of times I used to pull the, hold on, I put the phone down.
That's fucking sweat.
I'm like, yo, let me go take a walk upstairs.
Yeah, no, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, what are you doing now? Oh, it's been 3 minutes, nigga.
Oh, word. Yo, the thing is, like, it's not even my attention span. Like, my attention span is there, but it's just like, sometimes I just be blacking out to say, like, yo, like, what you doing? Whatever, boop, boop. They say what they doing, and then it's like, a couple minutes go by, I have nothing to say. So what you doing? I already told you.
Fuck, did you say you're doing again? Yeah. What's that shirt going on?
Like, just sometimes there's just nothing to talk about, and it's just like it's either I'm in the mood to talk, like, all right, cool, call me, like,
yeah,
or just don't. Like, I personally, I'd rather you not.
And I just think sometimes people just want to. I don't know. Like, sometimes I be feeling that, like, that phone company energy. I be feeling that, like, with FaceTime, I like that. With FaceTime, I can understand that. Just like, we on FaceTime. I'm kind of doing my thing. You're doing your thing. Like, sometimes I'm into that. Mm-hmm. On the phone, it's just, I don't know. It's a little bit different. Like,
yeah, you got me like this, nigga, for 35
yo,
minutes.
Yo, back in the day. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yo, I even had a, like, you see, this was a day I wanted to be on the phone. If you guys new here, I switched my number. And someone that ditched this number, these banks and collection agencies really trying to get at him. So they call me. I just had enough one day. Driving home, it was actually yesterday. I'm like, all right, I'm in the mood to talk. I called each and every one of these niggas back. I'm like, yo, he said, listen, y'all calling for what's his name? But listen, this Trey. So I need y'all to stop calling this number. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with them, whatever. And that brings me to my next point. I feel like sometimes certain people don't like I'm the type of guy where if I go out and I'm talking to like a waitress or something like that, maybe similar to Sir Eagleton, if I'm talking to someone, like, I'll be the one to crack a joke or just say some shit to hopefully lighten that person's day or whatever. Like, I did it on the phone or whatever, and I did it at Starbucks just now. It's just like, they asked me, what would I like with my drink or something like that. I said, blah, 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 this, that. And, can you make it with extra love? And it's just like quiet for a second. They're like,
me?
Okay. And I was just like, well, fuck yeah, I didn't. Like, you know what I mean? I wasn't feeling that, so I tweeted it.
I didn't feel that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I thought I was smooth.
Word. I didn't want to see you after that.
So I tweeted it, and then a nigga tweeted me a little link, basically just saying like, oh, your barista's like, wait, let me see exactly what it is. Hold on. We asked baristas what annoys them the most. Here are 8 rules of coffee shop etiquettes. Oh, and one of them was saying like, don't demand service with a smile. All right, nigga, I didn't demand the shit. It was a fucking joke. Like, niggas take this shit way too serious. Like,
who sent you this?
This nigga named Marco.
He just dropped the link on
you. He just tweeted me. He just responded with the link. Saying, I guess he makes coffees, but I'm like, bro, first off, like,
I'm tired of motherfuckers asking me to do it with love and shit.
Every coffee I do is with love.
Write the article. Open the fucking laptop.
Open Business Insider. I need to fucking get this off my chest.
Have your order in your head. One. Bro, something about Starbucks gives me anxiety. Mm-hmm. To this day. Like, since day one, I felt like it wasn't my territory to just be in there ordering. Like, this wasn't my realm.
Yeah, Starbucks is crazy.
I'm Tim Hortons. I'm fucking hot cocoa donut. Mm-hmm. Life's good.
Yeah.
They are nigga mad syllables and extra words and shit. Every time, anxiety. Fucking my notes.
I get the same drink every time.
And I got to make it clear that I don't know what the fuck these niggas are telling me. Yeah, let me get the fucking Grande. Grande.
Trip.
Nitro.
Y'all got something like this? Shit is like, look, you talk to him. He's here. Yo, my dad used to do that shit. I don't even think, am I tripping? He used to do that? Nah, he ain't had this one to anyone.
He probably used that. My brother does that shit, and I know he got it from my pops.
I've seen a couple employees hold a phone that wasn't theirs. I just can't put a face on who handed the phone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think a few times my dad's like, let me talk to this nigga.
Maybe it was me handing the phone. Like, yo, my phone. I feel weird about it.
That's my dad.
My dad, he wants to order something still. Like, yeah, but I don't know. My I was going to fight back with this nigga online, but I feel like just words is so hard to read, like tones and whatnot. But my initial response is like, then don't be a fucking barista. Like, if, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not up here giving y'all niggas
gonna,
like,
they going to kill us for that.
Gang, I ain't up here giving y'all fucking links to saying this is what podcast hosts hate the most. Don't write this. I'm not telling y'all. Y'all want to do, nigga. I'm just going to separate that.
Yeah.
People are so fucking specific to what they want in life that, like, we just are spoiled with options. So you can't get mad at society for being spoiled, rotten fucks.
I agree.
Let it out, dude.
All right.
Let it out.
So,
all y'all motherfuckers.
But it's just,
Like,
how unfair is it that I'm going to get my day started, my coffee, and, like, you're just coming with this sour attitude? Like, you know what I mean? Especially if you see a nigga there, like, in your drive-thru trying to, like, spruce up your mood. Like, it's 8 o'clock. You're about to go home. Like, hey, like, you know what I mean? It's clearly a joke. And it's, like, you're dishing out attitude. Cause I said, oh, yeah, make it with love. Like, my order was done, nigga. Like, you're asking me what else I want. I don't know. Make it with love, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably about to type in it. What's that sign? Oh, fuck. Okay.
But I just,
I just do my thing. I go off your energy. Blue. Yeah, nigga, let me get the fucking thing with the, you know what I mean? And then, cool. $3, nigga.
Yeah.
I feel like shit whenever I take back like 13 cents and I don't like put in the tip jar. Like, here's your change, 13 cents. I'm like, thank you. I just feel like it, but at the same time, I feel bad like dropping that.
13, y'all hold us down.
Yeah. Hey, y'all hold on to this. Sprinkle the pennies in there.
It's like it's a lose-lose right there, bro.
Man, even tell them to keep it sounds crazy. Or just throw it on the floor, just, whatever.
I don't give a fuck with this guy. I'll just put it in between your couch.
I love chiller,
donate it to the kids building the camp or some shit.
Hey, man.
Tim Hortons always has some fucking thing going, some foundation, some shit. Don't ask me that in front of all these fucking people.
Yeah.
Oh,
Walmart.
My.
Don't make that
Walmart
a verbal
be crazy
thing.
With that shit. Walmart be the... Too much with that shit, bro.
Bro, and it throws me off because, like, you'd usually... Yeah. You're not used to that shit every fucking transaction. You check out, boom, this is your price. Okay, card, do you want to donate an extra $2 to the foundation of the kids with no socks? Like, what? Fucking no.
No,
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Yo, I think you just gotta check your phone, huh?
Not this time.
She's like, oh, sorry. I need
Get the fuck out of here.
I need a verbal response.
Fucking card.
All right, come on, card debit. No, sir, I need a verbal. Would you like to donate?
No. No, you do it. You fucking do it.
Yo.
Bro, it used to kind of baffle me seeing like World Vision and shit help these kids. Even just $1, man. Nigga, y'all ain't got a fucking dollar.
I got a boy.
I just like, why are you asking me? Like, yeah. At the crib and shit.
Come on, man. Like, yo, and the thing is, I'm a good guy. Once again, I'm not fuck y'all. I ain't got to preach my story, man.
Shit be going, nigga.
I keep a gangster on my side. You know what I'm saying? But
I know it's going to the kids.
That's it. That's my question. Even I was getting motherfucking pet food, and they started doing it more discreetly, and this is why I respect a little bit more. Them niggas stop asking you verbally, they just go ahead and throw it on the debit machine screen. So it's easy for me to.
They know when you get to that screen.
Yeah.
No, nigga, fuck that shit,
bro. The thing is like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I need to follow the dollar. I need to be right there behind the dollar. I'm like, okay, it's going to. Okay, good. Eat it.
Put the socks on.
Good.
Do they fit?
Okay, cool.
I ain't about it. No.
I'm a fucking flight. $3,000
flight.
That one, you really don't know. You really don't know. All those donations. Read the fine print. They gave me like 10
You really don't know. And I've always thought about like people that do kind of these, I guess, nonprofit, humanitarian things, you know, whatever, community things.
Shouts out to y'all, first off.
Shouts out to y'all, but how do y'all eat? You know what I'm saying? How you pay your bills?
Yeah.
What are, they get that.
They get
how you
but it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. We have not where I wanted my money to go, nigga. What the fuck?
Yo, these foundations be having events and shit. You go to some nice speakers, nigga. Did you need the fucking 12 feet?
Y'all needed the JBLs.
These burger buns pretty premium.
Y'all guest speakers, Dr. Dre. Alicia Keys on the piano.
That nigga worth a beat, nigga. Fuck y'all.
Asking for it, nigga,
bro, niggas, yo, nah, yo,
how much going to the kids?
These are real questions, man, that we just got to ask, man. Y'all got fucking projectors coming down from the screen, and explosions and sparkles. I'm like, all right,
nigga, swinging in on chains, nigga.
Bro, the what's the dude's name? Joel, the preacher dude.
Joel Austin or Austin?
Bro, psych, my nigga.
Who's Joel Austin?
Like, you know Joel, preacher, man.
White dude, preacher.
Joel Austin.
That motherfucker.
American pastor.
Be on the TV and shit.
I thought this was blood from Full House or whatever.
It is, no?
Say fucking word.
Oh, no, I'm joking. Is it, nigga?
Yo, if Joel Austin is that guy, you know who I'm talking about.
I would donate right now.
You said Full House?
Yeah.
Oh, they all look
the same. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
The nigga with the mullet?
It's the main dad.
No, that's not gang.
That's not gang, but
that's not gang, huh?
They look alike, though. They look alike.
They probably know each other.
Yeah.
John Stamos.
I mean, what about some?
What about Joel now?
John Austin.
John Stamos?
Yeah, that nigga.
Joel Austin. Yeah, I'm saying like they're like they have like these conferences and shit and just be like crazy shit, bro. Like big ass fucking screens and shit. It's like
y'all got the surrounds. Some nice farm. What's this? Stan Cedar? Where'd my dollar go again?
Bro, it's a question you gotta ask, man.
Bro, as a little kid, nigga, when I'm at the church and they're passing around the bowl twice. I'm like,
That's my same dad at 20 right now. Like, y'all passing his back again? Like, yeah.
Collections, man. I don't know. I just feel like.
Man, if the government is twisting, nigga, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all getting y'all bag too. That's all I'm saying, man.
But the government, at least the government, don't be trying to swindle me like that. They won't be like, it's for God.
The government be saying this for your taxes and it's for what the fuck?
Taxes a little different than God though.
Yeah,
in my opinion. But I know where he's coming from.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, sometimes we talk to God. We straight.
We go like that.
No, we already talked.
Oh, I talked to Twin already.
You know about the poor thing and shit. We had conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Every night, nigga.
Fucking the plate come to you. Oh no, I already did it, sir. This is the first time it came this way.
No, you guys thought about my situation I had with the. No,
I was, bro, I probably.
You know,
I told God last night was go. I just came here for.
He said he gonna bring money into my life.
Yeah, no, I came here to pray for that.
This ain't gonna pay me.
I know I'm praying for this dollars.
For me? Oh no, okay, yeah, no.
Okay. This is my blessing, right here. Speaking of dollars.
Speaking of dollars,
the Canadian dollar, it's shit in the bed.
Oh, is it?
The U.S. dollar is up. Go ahead.
I want to speak on the U.S. dollar.
Okay.
Do you? Oh, the man. The other day, I was
UST. Get you.
All right, get it out.
Yo, that USD
nigga pushed it away and said, "Ooh,
I that USD is that. A demon." You hear a price? Oh, cool. Now I'm a USD. Why? That's the shit that make you think about it and fucking. Mm-hmm. Let me go take a walk first. Think about the shit.
Yeah. Oh, I got some good topics, gang. So let me get this one here off my chest. I was going through a little drive through, and
all your stories happen in a drive through.
I don't get out my car, man.
I don't know these niggas.
I was in the whip, right?
Damn,
and not a Christmas.
I'm all.
You know what I'm saying?
All your stories are in cars.
I'm on the go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the whip. And I see a little sign says now hiring. It's offering minimum wage. So I'm just like, all right, like what's the minimum wage in Florida, right? I look at minimum wage in Canada, it's like about 15, something like that.
Ontario,
about 17, sorry, something like that. I don't know, right? So I'm like, let me look this up in Florida. Nigga, get this. The minimum wage in Florida,
let's check.
Nah, because I the minimum wage in Florida, chill out. 10 bones, right? It's not fucked up, but it's fucked up. It is, but that's not why I'm laughing. Hear me out.
But they don't got no taxes out there, right?
They do. Nah. I'm pretty sure they it's lower. It's low, though. It's low out here, right?
Fucking zero.
I think there's no income tax.
No income tax, right?
I'm not American.
Okay, that's not your point. Stuff. Go ahead.
10 bones is their minimum wage, right? So I'm like, yo, that's incredibly low. So I'm just like, yo, let me like look what that is in Canadian. So 10 bones USD works out to about like 14 something. So like 15 Canadian. So it matches. Mm-hmm. So then I see something, a new announcement in Florida. They said they're raising minimum wage. And they announced this. I don't know when. Just imagine you're reading this today. 2021. They're reading this today. It said minimum wage is $10. You know what? We gonna up it for y'all niggas, man. Y'all working. I respect y'all niggas. We gonna do 15. 15's a new minimum wage. I holler at y'all in 6 years. That's effective in 6 years. I'll fuck with y'all though. Bro, why would you, like, I just find that so hard. Like,
why would you even show me right now, bro?
Six years from now? I'll holler at y'all in 6 years.
That ain't right.
2026, Florida minimum wage changes to 15 bones.
Why'd you tell? That's when they're dropping a movie and they're like, oh, fuck, this one's coming out. Shit, got the hook. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, summer 2031, nigga. Check Peace. That shit out. Don't forget. I'll be good out here.
Don't do that to me. Nigga, tell me the day before.
That's fucked.
Tell me, hey, don't tomorrow.
Tell me. Yeah. Don't even fucking tell me.
Tell me when it's effective.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just boost y'all up. About 15 an hour now. Now it's 10 years.
We'll just figure some things out. Hit some buttons back down. See what's up.
Like, what? Like, okay, I'm pretty sure there has to be. No, what the fuck? What has to change? What behind the scenes has to change for you guys to change $10 to $15? Because y'all can't be out here giving niggas $10.
Just fucking type it on the thing. Fucking write it. That's like, man.
What takes 6 years to change minimum wage to 10 from 10 to 16?
And that, isn't it the businesses that got to do it anyways? It's not really the government. So, like, the government should be able to just be like, hey,
press the button. Yeah.
Hey, nigga, 15. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Starting right now.
Yeah.
Isn't it that easy when you. Nah, whatever. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up for sure.
I'm selling rocks. So then.
And niggas is mad when niggas out here selling rocks. Hell, more than 15 an hour.
Yeah, I do what I gotta do.
Period.
Speaking of rocks, shout out to Locks.
Oh yeah. Man, let me reset my camera.
I missed that battle, to be honest.
Yeah, too. I think I caught like the second half. I caught like the last like 30, 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't know, bro. I think my synopsis of it was just like the locks, they came with performance. They came with transitions. They came with strategy. You know what I'm saying? And I think Dipset kind of came like, yo, we're Dipset. Like,
right. Jim Jones fell off the stage and shit.
Apparently he dove off the stage. Apparently he lost a ring and dove off the stage. I saw it differently, though.
I saw a different video.
I could believe that, though. I could believe that.
I think he tried to dive, but tripped over the speaker.
Because his watch was loose. Like, his watch kept coming loose. And I was like, I wonder if that shit fell off. Like, what would he do? Like, would he, like, try to stop this whole shit?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Tap the DJ. Man. Pause real quick.
Pause out real quick.
Hey, whoever has a fucking watch.
People have done that before.
But niggas ain't going to get that back, though.
The NBA Youngboy lost, like, his ring or watch during a show. And he literally, like, pressed the whole crowd.
He dove in the crowd and shit?
Nah, he said, yo, someone pick it up and pass right now. We're going to fuck y'all up.
You ever been in those, like, house parties and shit and something goes missing? He's like, nobody's fucking leaving until I fucking check everyone's pockets.
And there's always that one nigga like, psh, I'm out of here.
Bro, I ain't checking my pockets.
Yeah, you ain't checking my shit. Tell you that right now.
Leather pants.
I feel violated. Like, why are you checking me for it? Like, I really didn't know what I mean. Like, I definitely don't have your shit. You're not going to believe me.
But I got a problem with, like, when people think I did something. Like, when I know you think I'm lying, it just makes it seem more obvious.
Yeah.
Like, I start acting like I'm lying.
Yeah.
But it's like, for real, I don't.
I didn't do it. No, you're being funny. No, it's funny because you think I have it. Like, I don't.
It's actually hilarious. And it's like, I'm losing that fight if I let you check my pockets. And I just can't.
That.
Did we talk about the high school and middle school jams going up in niggas' cribs and walking away with a turkey?
My fucking god! Maybe on Judge Tyco he did. That's right.
I know it was supposed to.
Yeah, not Judge Tyco. Yeah, not really. Huh? I think we did talk about it one time, but not like niggas taking shit though.
Oh,
we gotta tell the PS2 story. PS2 story is way too funny.
Which one was that?
No. It was the freezer story. Sorry.
I think it was the freezer and the PS2. Freezer.
It was.
It was a freezer.
Yo, these people would just have like these people from school would just have like these like lunchtime parties where you just go.
Remember, we was in the suburbs, so like the school's in the middle of like all these cribs, so a lot of kids lived close by, and a lot of these kids were bad because their moms and dads weren't home.
But then they got the house key, which is where the parents fucked up, because then they'd be at lunch like, yo, y'all want to go to my base? And fuck it, we'd literally be in the basement, nigga, 12 years old, all grinding on each other and shit, like running little bastards.
Good times.
But then there was one kid that nobody really respected, but my man kept like offering up his house and shit until, you know what happened.
That's sad.
One day, nigga has just a lot less things in his freezer after the. I'm not gonna say what happened. I don't want to incriminate nobody. All I can say, there was not that much food left in his freezer. His frozen goods. Running low, his PS2
gone.
I'm not gonna say it was stolen, but definitely wasn't there after. Niggas are violent and still like vases and shit. Fucking
bro, these niggas were yo. His crib was. I couldn't believe the story when I heard niggas stole frozen chicken breasts from.
Like, yo, what are you going to do with
that?
This
is a new level of disrespect. There's no way you're taking that frozen chicken breast, carrying it to your crib, and putting it in your freezer.
That's kind of like a smart play, though. Like, that's kind of like visionary, because it's like, yeah, we can take a lot electronics and shit, but yo,
but they did. It was like the last resource, bro. It was the last resource of like, yo, okay, oh, fuck. Scotty already took the PS2. Yo, come on, where's
it's like, yo, how low can you go? How much of a fucking low life?
These fucking low life kid. These low lives took this nigga's fucking frozen peas, bro. Like, that is a new level.
Nah, for sure.
They took his shoes. I feel like your parents would get more mad at that. They just took the PS2. Are you serious? You had all these people in the fucking house? Are you serious? What an idiot. You're grounded. Oh, da, da, da.
Sorry, okay. Go take the chicken breast out and thaw it out. I'll be downstairs for my shower in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Not even, oh, yeah. You go down there. Mom, there's no chicken down there.
I panic. Okay. Nigga, I'm getting in the freezer.
Holy.
Just freeze me.
Freeze me, bro. Like...
I remember this one kid got offended because he was a member of he was a part of that the chicken heist. And he got offended when he asked me to come over. I said, nah, dog, let me take my fucking chicken.
I see you do dirt. Like, I bro, know what you're capable of.
If you're removing chicken, you know this kid did not buy this fucking chicken and
bro,
put it in his freezer.
That is for his family.
That is his family's chicken.
There's like this unspoken rule. Like, you don't fuck with the next man's dinner.
You don't.
Like, sometimes your boys will come over and like we order pizza and the yo, can I have them? And like, yo. It's my dinner.
It's my dinner. Oh, my. Yo, fuck. Sorry.
It's your dinner. Yeah.
Close the whole fridge. Yo, I'm not even asking for anything else.
So, yo, it's my dinner still, eh? Yeah. That's me for the night.
There was that line you just did not cross, bro. I remember when the twins, my own blood. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. Even though I lived on the street, I'm hungry. I'm at their crib. Literally 10 houses down from my house.
I can go to my
house. I can run to my house in 10 seconds. I'm like, yo. Can I have this glizzy right now? And I want to end bread. I want a bread. Sorry. This nigga said the bread is my dad's. I'm like, you
said the last piece of bread is his dad's. You know, the deformed end breads are like, you're not really, like, you could throw it away and feel no way.
Yo, hold on. I just revealed this story way too early. I'm at this nigga's crib. I'm just hungry. And it was just a thing. These guys came to my house so many times and I fed these guys unconditionally, bro. Whatever these guys wanted, bro, it came to a point where my dad literally pulled me aside and said, listen, I'm shopping for my family, not for your friends.
Yeah.
There's a line. It was just now drawn by my father. I told the twins, I'm like, listen, man, we're just going to have to slow it down. But we never at their crib. So I'm at their crib now. And I'm just like, oh, like, I can eat. I'm not like starving. I can eat though. So I pop blood fridge open.
What the fuck?
No, it was one of those ones. I had to hold the wall and just fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? Because the wall's right there, you know?
So let me deal with this. What y'all got in here?
Pop twin fridge open. And I see he had them good glizzies in there. So I'm like, okay.
What's the good glizzies for the people?
The good glizzies is just like, he had the thick ones, the jumbo dogs, but they weren't the jumbo joints. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I don't know about that, you know, but.
So.
He had the
expensive glizzes.
Shout out all my Schneider's fucking users.
It was the one in the back black. It was a back black bag.
Sound it out.
I be switching my words up sometimes. I'm trying to say
the back black.
Black. You know what I'm talking about. Whatever. I'm like, all right, for my glizzy situation, I need bread. I need ketchup. I need all that. So. I'm like, yo, let me go ahead. I'm talking to Durant. I'm like, yo, let me go ahead and get one of these glizzies off you. He seemed a bit standoffish.
I think it was Dwayne.
It was Durant. Dwayne.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
He seemed a little bit standoffish. Like, nah. I'm fucking like, oh, it's
what a nigga bro, say you're that? Up this ridiculous piece of bread. It's so fucking worthless.
We don't have the bread yet. We don't have the bread yet. We're not at the bread yet. I'm just asking for the fucking glizzy right now.
It's just one fucking hot dog in the bag.
I'm holding the fucking bag. The hot dog juice about to leak out. I'm just like, yo, let me get this glizzy. I said, man, pop this glizzy in the microwave for a box.
What the fuck,
nigga? So I'm like, I'm not the type of nigga, bro. this is actually a pet peeve of mine that pisses me off. I'm not the type of nigga to do something for someone else and try to bring that up later and say, hey, but I swear yeah. I spot you. I swear I did.
Don't make me take it though.
Don't make me take it.
We got receipts.
So I'm like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Let me get the glizzy.
Nigga squirming up.
meanwhile, Duran's upstairs. Me and him just have this game.
Toe to toe shit. I'm like downplaying the PS2. I look back. Oh, fuck. That's the way. I heard the niggas.
So I'm like,
he's not into this idea.
He's not, Tim he's not with
that
it.
For later, bro.
Bro, Sheldon, there's probably about like four, like the pack is almost done, but it's like, you know what I mean?
It's one man
asking for one glizzy.
Yeah.
I was going to dive in until I heard that. Yeah. Like, fuck. Usually I throw on it. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But the thing was, I was at this point, I was way too deep in to just say, all right, nah, fuck it.
It's not even about the hot dog.
Yeah,
no,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait, hold on, nigga.
Bro, we'd be at each other's cribs. Will they be at our crib? Like he said,
no, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly.
We're at LeVar's house. It's always all good at LeVar's house.
Always. Whatever you don't have to ask.
Take it for it, bro.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese will whip it up.
Everything.
It's all love at LeVar's. Twins.
Yeah, they just one hot dog. So I'm like,
that reminds me of the time you asked them to give me a ride home and they dropped me at their house.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a reveal, nigga.
All right, so you see what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
That's first hand experience.
I said,
by the way, I live right there. Like,
okay. She shows us maybe 20 houses down. Like, that's a quick drive.
No, that's crazy, bro.
I said, good twin. I said, for real? I said, yo, let me get one of these goodies.
Yeah.
Start squirming a little more. He said, yo, I don't know, man. I don't know. We're going back and forth. Nigga said, I don't know.
Give me 5 minutes. Well, just reflect. Think on it.
But the thing is, I'm not going to lie. I have gang cornered. There's it's like a thin hallway, and the only way out is like behind me. So I'm holding the glizzies on the wall, and the fridge open. The fridge is still open the whole time. I'm holding the glizzy pallet. Let me slide one of these glizzies in the microwave. Nigga going back and forth, and I start getting defensive. I'm just like, bro, like, you're always at my crib. Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm just right there. And the nigga even brings up, he's like, bro, like, if you're hungry, like, just go home. You live right there. So I'm like, yo, wow. So that was real personal. I'm like, nah, you're fucking bugging. Like, at this point, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, bro, I'm taking a glizzy. Like, you're not telling me no.
Yeah.
Okay, man, fuck.
Nigga cave. Nigga, give me the glizzy. He said, all right, so whatever.
I'll die back in the fridge. Yeah. We get that fucking bread, nigga.
Where you keep your bread at, nigga? Niggas be keeping their bread in different spots in different households.
Everybody has different bread rules and regulations.
Oh my god, I find this new bread. Ain't too much bread in the bag.
Sad bread.
Sad bread.
It's pathetic.
But there's a couple good pieces in there that could fit this glizzy.
It'll work.
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, I'm like, all right, for sure. Like, if there's, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I have a glizzy, like, automatically.
It comes with the bread, yeah.
That comes with the bread.
Yeah.
We're not talking hot dog buns. I'm just talking a regular slice.
Bread.
Bologna sandwiches. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me go ahead and get the bread, twin. I said, no fucking way. I said, yo, just eat the hot dog. You have the hot dog. Like, yo, just eat it like that. I'm like, bro, are you really about to have me out here eating the hot dog? Tough. The nigga is quiet for a second.
Siegel?
It's my dad's.
It's Dwayne.
Do not lie to me.
Dwayne, listen.
I'm going to work. When I come back home. When I come back home, nigga, I want my bread. Don't let none of your friends get at my bread.
Bro, and then Durant comes downstairs from doing this thing.
No idea like, what's going on.
Tron's like, Duran, this is your dad's bread?
No. Fuck.
Nigga doesn't eat bread. Dwayne was showing his ass that evening.
Yo, he had to stay home that day, bro.
His ass was out.
I felt so wrong eating the glizzy now because I'm just like, bro, like, it doesn't even, like, I don't even want
there's
it.
No
like,
love in it,
like,
bro. There's no love. Just,
yo, there's no
it's
love.
It's a bit of snakery behind it now.
I don't even know if condiments is a thing or I'm just eating the dry glizzy. Like, at this point, I'm okay, bro. Like,
yo, ketchup.
my bro, man, come on, bro.
It's my mom's ketchup, yeah. man.
Generally, I think I left that thing, and I'm like, all right, yo, fuck it. And then he was trying to say, no, no, here, man, here, man, here. And trying to dress ones, it up for me. I'm like, bro, it's too late, man. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah, no, those ones.
Let me tell you one more story about the twins real quick.
Oh, these guys are funny.
This is probably one of my favorite stories about the twins. I'm thinking, like, Duran's a nice one. Oh, Duran's generous. He came outside and said, take the hot dog. Like, what you worry about? Mm-hmm. Me, Jermaine, Dwayne, Duran, we at Bramley City Center in the food court.
As usual.
As usual. Me and Jay got the bourbon chicken going on. Duran got a Burger King. Dwayne forgot his wallet. And I'm looking over at like his brother, like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, yo, your man's forgot his wallet. He said, yo, that's his fault. I said, whoa. We're all hungry. I know how hungry we all are. The nigga said, that's his fault.
Them ones.
I'm like, yo,
cold blooded.
Damn, I'm like, so me and Jermaine start while we're eating, I'm like, your own brother, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean? You're not gonna do anything, and you're not gonna pay. And Dwayne's just sitting there, just fucking on his phone, just, you know, on his iPod Touch, probably got the time. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, it's because I'm fucking waste. It's because, well, yeah, whatever. Yeah, watch when we go home. Watch when there's bare banter between the two. Mm-hmm. I saw Duran pick up his fucking chicken sandwich. You know the long chicken sandwich from Burger King?
From Burger King, yeah.
Extendo.
This nigga held the sandwich from the tip, looked at his brother and said, bah, bah.
Nigga shot him with the 5-inch.
You ain't gonna shoot your man with the 5.
Nigga, how he probably was about to get a piece and he about to reach for it.
Ate it.
Your bro, Dwayne did not eat. Fell out the fucking burger, bro. I said, nah, Duran, you are wildin'.
You're different, bro. You're different.
Yo,
you're different
he after that. Said, bomb, bomb, fucking sandwiches.
Yo, these boom, guys are boom. Different breeds, bro.
Yo, the vengeance they get it, because then now at that point, Dwayne's down, Duran's up. Next time Duran's down,
it was bad.
Thing is, that's the twin shit, bro. That's the twin
Holy shit, bro. Shit, man. Shout out to the twins, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, my man going out sad.
That's fucking funny,
bro. Remember that time Duran cashed out? We got sold up. Was it Duran that cashed out at the casino?
Duran, yeah.
Driving back from where he was over there.
Montreal.
Buffalo or something like that. Montreal? Yeah, that's Montreal. Yeah, Montreal. Mm-hmm. We hit the casino. It was a birthday night. Bro, we must have had like $5 each. Mm-hmm. And then Duran leaves with like $180. It's both of their birthdays. Mm-hmm. And Dwayne's like, his logic is, yo, you should piece me up. Like, bust me half. It's their birthday.
He's like, no. What?
Out of the question.
Like, saying, how fucking dare you ask?
Nigga saying no like that, there's no reasoning. There's
how
no reason.
Dare you ask?
No, for sure.
That's your brother still, bro. Like, that's your bro.
Yo,
man.
After a while, bro, like, I just feel like the twins are so far, like, down on the scoreboard that by the time me and Jermaine met them, like, it was deeper than rap. Like, you couldn't explain this shit. Niggas shoot
you. That's what I was saying. Like,
with
the twin
a chicken
shit,
burger?
Bro.
While I'm down.
Like, the way you must have decided, like, I'm looking at Duran, like, you a bad person, but Dwayne must have did something. Yeah. Like, what did you do to make this man?
That sandwich is very shareable, bro.
Very. It's meant to be split in half.
Yes. Yeah, it can literally
be a nice cut.
Eat and bless. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Dog, nah, I've seen these guys do some spiteful shit to each other. I'm like, bro, you guys know, like, yours are family, right?
Brother. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, you know those people you just see that, like, there's something's going on within them when you, like, you bring up sharing. Like, yo, let me get a piece of that. Some people just can't.
Yeah, PTSD from that shit. Nah, for that.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe some people are so greedy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it sometimes.
You don't have your own?
Yeah, I feel it sometimes because it's like, it comes to a point where I'm like, all right, like, relationships, you want to go eat. Your girl doesn't want to eat, and then you get your food, and then now she wants something. I'm gonna always break you off, but I'm gonna be like, yo.
Don't talking about the niggas that won't even butt. Like, oh no, you get my food. Oh no.
Oh no.
No, 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 no. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. No. Like, I'm fucking Jehovah's Witness asking for your fucking participation.
No, no. One fry. No. I'm sorry. No.
Bro,
them niggas still be at doors.
I think so.
When's the last time you got a J Dub?
Been a minute still. Probably like good
4 years, 5 years.
Because niggas up. Just got technology, so they just start. They got nests and shit.
Shoot you emails and shit. Oh, or that.
Yeah.
So what, they message at the doorbell.
Nah, the niggas would just see from the inside. It's like, oh, this is just J Dub at the door. I don't even know what they do. Yeah, what is Jehovah's Witness?
Some sort of membership.
You asking me?
Nah, it's a religion?
It's a good thing, it's a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
I guess
thing.
It's Catholic. It's Catholic, right? Catholic.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Google is our
bro, my mother?
Ruin anyone's evening?
I don't want. Yeah, okay. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say, I'm like, yeah, cancel.
Yo, I really
shit?
Don't know. All I know is no. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm living my shit. Every time they're like, bro, I'm fucking 13 years old and you're asking me to join.
It's a lot of words in this Google definition, man.
I just don't know what it is.
It's like a real, it's like a real.
Like, what are you coming to my door for? Go ahead.
Sign you up.
Oh, to be a part, to like, yeah, be, like to yo, put in the footwork?
Like,
with
get
them?
Like me.
No. It's a millenarian restorationist Christian denomination with non-Trinitarian beliefs distinct from mainstream Christianity.
That's how I feel at Starbucks, nigga.
Christian
Mingle special. I knew, Grande.
Bro, I knew
that
I
make
was
sense?
Struggle with that one, bro.
You know what I'm getting at? You know,
I'm close enough.
Yeah, I love the motherfuckers at Starbucks just know what I'm getting at. Oh, with the foam. Yeah. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah,
niggas have to stand there like an idiot. We don't have that's McDonald's. Oh fuck, bro. Yeah, nigga. All I know is for sure. Oh no.
So first I thought it was like the Jehovah Witness was like what the person was called, but no, it's like the actual like,
that's the
I guess religion. I mean, it's the actual like thing. Mm. Like, it's what they believe in.
Yeah, I think it's something that is definitely something that they ride for. But like, there's just like. Because they Jehovah's Witness come to the door and say, "Let me, y'all got time to talk about the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's just like
so a Sunday folk.
It's just like a another outlook on Christianity, you know? Like
I respect it, man.
There's probably like certain things in the Bible they're like, no. It's kind of like how the Quran is like the first couple pages of the Quran is the same as the Bible, right? Then it switches up. I think it's kind of like that.
Right. Man, shout out all my Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out y'all get it. Y'all have it rough
on the grind and shit.
Because it takes another level of confidence. I think a lot of people need to start paying attention, giving people a lot more respect for the confidence levels that people be at which people be putting themselves out there to do certain things, man. Let's give me some claps, Jake. Because I couldn't do it.
Right.
I can do it. I remember when we were shooting with Nelk and we were trying to shout out my dogs, man. I think we may have mentioned this, but they asked us to be a part of some pranks. And we just me and Jay just told him, look Kyle straight in the eyes and listen, Kyle. I call you K. We ain't gonna do that. I just can't. Yeah. I just it's just not in me. I don't have that confidence to like fuck with this nigga's day, I can get my ass beat the fuck up.
Much less join convince you to join my religion. Oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'll be at the church. Like, oh fuck. Yeah, I talked to God. He said we good. I don't gotta do that. We understood.
He's happy with who's here right now.
I'm not doing that, man. Bro. I wonder how many people actually converted. Like niggas just fucking
right. Like be at the door. Like oh my god,
making rice at the time. Fuck,
come in.
Word? What the fuck? You see this kind of fit?
Oh, the thing is though.
So that's what happened.
I'll be letting them in though.
What?
My bro, I remember. So I don't know if this was Jehovah's Witness, but this lady came to the door. This is some shit. This lady came to the door, and she was just like talking to my aunt. Whatever. My aunt calls me downstairs. You know, sit with this lady. So we sit there. She hands me like the little pamphlets. We start talking. It's about Christianity and shit. I grew up Christian and stuff I'm familiar with. I'm like, cool. So we talk for about 30 minutes. I'm like, all right. I'm not against talking about religion, Christianity, whatever.
Not in my house, though.
So she's done. She leaves. She's like, yeah, okay. So I'll be back next week. My aunt's like, yeah, man, come back. Da, da, da. So for like 4 weeks.
No way. No way.
I would come and I would sit down with this lady and I'd just be like, bro, how do I tell you I don't want
to? Bro, you don't have my permission to sign me up for this.
Yeah. Yo, I was so mad.
You got to check with the kid. What are you doing next Tuesday?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Are you into this?
And I was young. I was like 17, maybe like around there. So I was like, I had to just eat that.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember how it stopped, but it eventually stopped.
That's when you just make yourself puke.
Yeah,
I got my finger in my neck, nigga.
Yeah, I think she was just coming back because like she gave me homework and shit. She coming back, I just would not. I really had time to look at it.
Tell you what, one day I'm gonna be 27 and I can't remember anything you said. So like,
yeah, so it's just stop.
You're wasting your Tuesdays too.
Speaking of Tuesday, I just read a comment. Shout out to Tayshawn C. Yes, sir. Hey, listen, man. I want to send a big love and hug to everyone. I've seen a lot of new comments saying, "Hey, I'm new here," or "Hey, this my first day. I don't know nothing much here. It's just my first day out here." Shout out to Lil Uzi. But Tayshawn had dropped a comment saying, "I'm still kind of new to the podcast. Are Trey and Jermaine siblings? They say my dad and not our dad a lot." I'm like, I really be doing that to you too. Like, if I'm talking about, yeah, like my mom said this. I think we have the same mom.
I mean, it's your mom.
It's my mom.
Yeah.
Mom too.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? But I feel that.
Our mom.
Our mother.
We share the same mom.
Speaking of two mothers. Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all ever, maybe this is me, I tweeted it, everyone left me dry out, right? Okay. I thought it was maybe like more people could talk about it, but whatever. All right, so listen, I'm walking. I'm out the car this time. I'm walking, right?
I was on my feet, right?
And I seen this person that resembles someone that we knew that worked at Bell. She walked like her. Fucking, her whole body language was like her. Her haircut, her style, everything. Her whole demeanor was this girl. Her name is Veronica.
Yo, the walk is always like to seal the deal. Like, yo, oh, that's for sure them. That's you for see sure, a motherfucker, yeah. He kind of dresses like he would wear that shit. And then you see the nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's that nigga.
Right? Yeah. So y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I see Veronica. I'm like, yo, that is fucking Veronica. But 100% it's not Veronica.
Okay.
You know when you see someone that just resembles everyone down to the T, from the looks to everything I just said, walking, all that shit. Is that not weird for you guys? Do you guys not think like, bro, okay, what is happening here? Because that is too spot on. There's people you'll see that, okay, you just look like someone, but bro, everything about you, from the way you're dressed and doing this and that, it was a split. I could have called you, say, yo, Jermaine, look who's here in front of me. You'd have been like, what the fuck? Hey, what's up?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever experienced that.
There's literally a person at the gym, me and Julian always talk about, we're like, yo, this looks like her, walks like her, this is how she gets down. I know exactly who you're talking about. I saw her.
I said, yo, what the fuck? That is like literally that person.
It was the walk. I always thought there's too many fucking people for more than two people to not be exactly the same.
Yeah, nah, I believe in that. I believe that too.
I don't know if it's a doppelganger, because I understand doppelgangers, but there's literally way too many people for you to say, okay, nah, like I don't know. But niggas be like, oh, I'm a one of one. I'm like, nigga, you check?
I've seen your kind. I've seen your kind.
You around.
That's a real thing. You see people that are like, yo, you look like a lot of people.
Yes. That is a real
other people, thing. You're just like, nah, you're the only nigga that got this shit.
That is a real thing. I've seen a lot of
there's
guys.
A lot of shows.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of shows. There's a lot of trades. I've seen a lot of trades. I've seen
like this gay porn star that was like literally my twin.
Yeah.
To the point where you got mistaken for him.
I told that story, right? Where I got mistaken for the gay porn star.
Yeah, that's so bad. When a nigga realized,
nigga say, how you be doing all that? And he was so interested. I'm like, yo, what do you? You don't drop your head down to listen in for like a YouTube video. How y'all be doing them edits?
Like, videos. How y'all do that shit?
Bro, I was so confused. Like,
shit. That's like the perfect disaster. You're kind of going with it because, like, oh, I am online. Yeah, are you the nigga online? Yeah, I'm the nigga online.
Spot on.
I'll be watching your vids. I make vids. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, the comment. So, how y'all do that? It's kind of hard at first, but you get used to it, and then you're just banging them out.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
What got me, what really sold me, I think what really made me drop my eyebrows is when he did the backward hand tap to his boy, said, this him?
yeah, nigga, what's up? Y'all good? What's y'all favorite video, man?
The one where he sucking the...
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
It's not me. I keep climbing. They're like, oh, shit.
What's y'all? Y'all who are new here, I got mistaken for a gay porn star that looks exactly like me while I was out in New York. And someone saw me who's a fan of the porn star. And That was me, and I was going with it for maybe about, honestly, the conversation maybe went about 5 minutes, and it didn't get awkward till about 3 minutes. And it wasn't even awkward for me. I can just tell, you're awkward because I really do videos. Like, you have no idea, even exist. But you know, my twin exists.
Did you plug yourself out?
Check out my video.
I did. I said, I do YouTube videos, the comedy. That's what kind of gave away. So, oh shit, like I'm so sorry. And I was like, because when he's like, oh, I don't mean to offend you. I'm like, oh, wow.
Offend me?
What are we talking about here? What are you talking about?
Wow. Situations like that, guys are sitting back like, look at this situation. Yeah. Look what I wrote.
Yeah.
What doing it. So he thinks he's a porn star because he exactly.
Bro, there's a whole season where I'm just getting tagged in.
Mm.
Like my whole mentions was like, this guy getting down with it, and it looks like Trevon literally.
Yeah.
I refreshed my retweet. Yo, Jay, this trade look.
Oh my God. Bro.
So, come on.
To the point.
Yo, Twitter violates the way
it really looks like you?
Yes, 100%. But it looks exactly like me. It looks exactly like me.
Say a word.
It's so funny.
God damn, listen, my man, you gotta stop doing all that shit. Looking exactly, put on a hat, nigga. Fuck it. Well, fuck, I guess not.
I low key wanted to like DM him and be like, bro, twin. Y'all, like, I wonder if he's getting messages. I wonder if he's getting messages about me saying, like, bro, this guy looks like you. Fuck. And it's like, you know.
My curiosity would kill me, bro. I'd have to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I should DM him and be like, yo, listen. If I find it, that'd be so hard to find. That's like a needle in a haystack. Unless next time a nigga messaged me that shit, it's been a minute since I got mentioned. He ain't coming out with no new vids. He ain't dropping no new vids.
I think it's so funny how my mind was like my mind be. Sometimes I see a bald black guy and then my mind's telling me, yo, you're dead.
You're dead.
And then I'm like, oh, is that my fucking dad for a second? Like, oh, nigga, I forgot where I am. That's literally not my dad.
Bro,
my brain's like, yo, you're dead. Yo, you're boss, look.
It became like a literally running joke. Any black bald man, he still has to resemble my dad in some sort of way. But I'm like,
see dad, the back of his head, how dad? Oh, fuck.
How young were we doing that on video? Maybe in some early vlogs where we literally see someone, dad.
Yo, dad.
Bro, I literally have pictures in my Snapchat memory of me saying, like, yo, it's my dad. If I can find them,
I feel like I do remember that.
That shit was
that,
so common, bro.
That.
Yo, why is it so funny to be like, yo, it's your boy? Bro, that shit will never get old. Yo, it's your boy.
And you just walk off with it, leave with
us. And they're over there looking like, where he at?
Yo, talk to your boy.
Bro,
I don't understand where people don't have that, like, that sense of humor. It's not even a sense of humor. Just lighten the fuck up. Like, obviously, that's not your... That probably is your boy. I don't fucking know.
It could
but
be boys. I'm sure he's probably a good
probably guy. Great guy. But that guy looks right. Looks like your bro. There's your boy.
Bro, bro.
Or that's you.
Yo,
what's me, nigga? You gotta check.
What
you
just hell no, nah, nigga. Fuck. Yo, Dwayne has a lot of lookalikes. That's funny, but Twins had a lot of lookalikes where we just started saying, yo, Dwayne. Nigga's right beside me. Dwayne. Oh, man.
What a fucking. What, real quick before we get to the questions, I was in the. First of all, I went to Tim Hortons the other day and they sold out of Timbits. I thought that was the strangest shit I've ever experienced in my life.
Doing? It's in the name.
We gotta close the door.
You know what I'm saying?
Doors.
But
close your doors.
What's the things to be closing the restaurant?
Close the divide.
I'm in the drive-thru. I'm with Corey and like there's like three guys behind us. So I gotta wait in this drive-thru. I can't leave. You know I don't.
Why? Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm in the drive-thru. I can't move. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Yo, let's get to the questions, man. Anyways, I was just wondering. I feel like there should be like Corey actually said this. He's like, yo, there should be a never mind lane in the drive-thru.
In the Jeep, everywhere is a never mind lane, nigga. I'll be in niggas' cribs. Or I don't really
going down the road. Man, fuck it.
Yo, I remember Jermaine's thing. He had a Cherokee, and in the winter, it was the funniest thing. We were dropping our dogs off. We didn't really want to drop them off, so we dropped them off disrespectfully and put them literally right on their yard. The twins were like, yo, stop driving on my yard.
It's like an alien landing on your fucking little yard.
Alarm.
Yo, niggas are getting so much cheese, bro. We just pull up on it. We're ignorant still. Something's wrong with us. We're childish.
Shadeen used to be doing that too. I'm like, you know, you're taking it too far.
Seem would take our jokes and just go that ones. Step further.
Bro, just clearing five lawns. I'm like, yo, those are my neighbors, bro.
These are my neighbors, bro.
Take it up with me.
But the only thing is, like, yo, when you're in the passenger seat, you have to get out. Or are you not going to get out of your crib? Yeah. Get out.
You're making me stay here longer.
You're making me, exactly. Yeah. Get the fuck out the car, man.
Yo, we should just put tomatoes on people's cars and just random shit. One time we got a...
Don't tell that story.
One time... Yo, I don't know why. I have no idea. We're driving around Brampton. It's summertime.
Bored.
We're driving. We see a pylon. Yo, take a fucking pylon. Well, we literally pull up on a pylon and just kidnap it. And we're just driving around with the pylon. We're laughing.
Dying, bro.
I don't know how this happened. All I know, one thing led to another, and all of a sudden we're putting a pylon and a mannequin head on Kevin's dad's car.
This nigga thought it was a warning.
Nigga Kevin,
we can tell him
that shook.
Toss that shit in the road. We drove by again. We saw the mannequin head just laying down in the gutter.
Wait, he thought it was a warning.
We didn't tell Kevin we did that shit, bro.
Yo, for literally years,
bro. Kevin literally told us his dad thought it was a warning, bro. A fucking pylon with a head. I'd be so shocked. Yo, who the fuck was on my property?
Bro, it's a pylon, and then a mannequin head is on top of the pylon with a bunch of hair.
What the fuck are you Breaking Bad? Fucking sending shots.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yo,
boy, shook. What we do at LeVar's house? I feel like we put a chair on the roof or something. Like, someone is lying, nigga.
We did some shit. We put someone on this front porch or something like that. I thought she was about to tell the tale of when we took a green pepper, cut that bitch open, loaded that.
Yeah, we gonna have to
we gonna have to tell that
say later, that man. Tale for another time, man.
Mm-hmm.
We still dealing with that case.
Yeah.
Let's jump up into Discord, man. Answer these voice note questions.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, Random Order Podcast?
Yes,
it's a fellow eagle from New Zealand.
Zealand.
That's an interesting question for y'all. If you could see an artist alive or dead perform one song live for you, who would it be and what song would it be? Also, would you rather in a concert environment or like a solo one-on-one? Firstly, I'd probably get Frank Ocean to sing Self Control to me and have a little cry, because, you know, sometimes you just go through it. Sweet. Love your shit. Thanks. Bye.
Are you running away from something?
Yeah.
Sound like he working out or something. He's sending that shit.
Dragging a Christmas tree.
Send. Self Control is a beautiful song. I would definitely choose a live environment. I love live performances. Sean, we're just talking about this. Are you saying you don't really like bands when it comes to rap? I do agree with that. I don't really like. We saw Kendrick Lamar open for Kanye during the Yeezus tour, and I hated Kendrick Lamar over some drums.
Over live instrumentation.
Play like the fucking song. I know how it goes.
Sing is different, though.
Good job, yo.
Good job, Kendrick. Dead or alive? Honestly, I'd probably love for Erykah Badu to sing her whole album to me.
Yeah, front to back, please.
Yeah, front to back, starting with rim shot, and then go to on and on. I need the transition, spice it up, solo show. That or, I'll stick with Erykah B.
Yeah, I feel like a Bob Marley performance. Yeah, it'd be crazy.
It'd be crazy. If I had to smoke unlimited trees.
Oh my gosh.
Man, that's a
song. Natural Mystic, bottom bucklet.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. I was really thinking Erykah Badu, so I don't want to say that one again.
It's okay.
Honestly, one of my favorite albums is Harlem World by Mace. I wouldn't mind hearing that album live.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
That would be incredible. Yeah, I'll do that.
I like it.
All right, this next one is from Trill Muhammad.
Yo, Trey, Shells, and Jay. First off, I want to give you guys a major shout out for being a huge inspiration in some of my endeavors I've gotten into. And I also want to shout out my boy, Roster Rick, for putting me on to y'all earlier.
Shout out Rick.
This year, actually late last year. And I've caught up on all y'all shit and gotten to this point. So I want to say I appreciate you guys for the content. Now, my question for today is, with what you guys do And I even look at Michael Jordan, like, because of that documentary. Mm. With someone being as great as they are at something, at some point, you no longer do it. Has that ever crossed y'all's mind? Like, what y'all want to do after y'all do what y'all do now? Mm. You know? And if you do, what would that be? Like, whether it's more behind the scenes stuff, or you just see different endeavors or hobbies that you guys will do that's completely different from this. Because I feel like at some point, with most things, not for everybody, but for some people, you have to like hang the cape up, you know, mm-hmm. unless, you know, you just hit mega stardom and your name could kind of live for you. But I'm just curious on how you guys view that, or if you thought of that, like,
niggas fall
at some
off.
Point, you know, we'll have to step away from on. This and, you know, do different stuff. Because to some degree, like, there's beauty in that, and I could believe there's fear. And that'd be kind of a cool aspect to hear. Y'all may not see it as fear, but because y'all seem pretty confident in what y'all do and that y'all are multifaceted and able to do different stuff. So I'm just curious. And also for the other listeners that may have a question about that.
That's a great like question. That, yo, let me just start off by saying, man, I think all humans live in fear, and it stops a lot of us from being great. So y'all niggas, we push confidence when we push doing what y'all want to do a lot, because we're all afraid of something. And it's like, you can say no as much as you want, but like, we have a fear of dying. And like, you know what I mean? We have so many fears that just stop us from doing certain things. And
everybody's pussy.
Everyone's pussy, man. That's why I said, like, yo, shout out to those going door to door, doing all that, because you have a certain level of confidence to do something else right. That like the next man can't. So for sure. I was recently talking about this just because I think, first off, you don't want to do what you're doing forever. At some point, you're going to want to maybe go on to something else. Maybe, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All things come to an end. And I feel like that in itself is a fear for some people, where they're worried about what they're going to do. So I think it's smart to be thinking about the next step, the next move. But I think for me, my next job that I'd love to take on is just fucking raising a family and just being that, doing that comfortably. I think, you know, we're doing what we're doing, but it's like, it's still draining. It's still tired. Like, it'll get you tired. You know what I mean? You got a lot to do, a lot to keep up with, a lot of, you know what I mean, day-to-day things. So I feel like that my most ideal next job is fucking being a role model to someone, or raising someone and applying all my lessons I've learned to like, you know, family type shit. And if it's anything else, like, if you want me to actually like list a job or something that I could see myself doing, it maybe just be another hobby that I'd just be doing on the side. But
you know, photography situations,
maybe photography, maybe cooking. Like, it wouldn't be anything to make me money. It'd be just something that I find happiness in doing. Yeah, I think that's mm-hmm. it. It'd be that for me.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm trying to chill like soon and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not. I don't even like the idea of like having to. First off, okay, if you have to make money and you get to do it doing something you enjoy, then fuck, that's great. But at the same time, I don't like the idea that I have to be creative to eat or some shit, or else
you're
fucking evicted and shit. Like, I don't like that feeling. So I definitely getting the investments right to the point where that your assets are making you money. Mm-hmm. So from then you can fucking do whatever you want. I feel like I'd still be doing this to some degree,
mm-hmm.
Especially something like the podcast. It's different from the skits, where the skits are even a vlog. It's like you got to sort of, you know what I'm saying? You're sitting there, you're working on an idea, you're crossing things off, you're trying this, you're trying that, you're working on it for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is just a natural conversation that just gets edited after. And that's like, niggas always going to have something to say. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like something like this is sustainable. I can see myself doing this for a long time.
Yeah. I can always sit
outside
down
of comedy. Yeah, just whatever, mm-hmm. honestly, whatever I'm feeling at the time.
And the thing is, like, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know, nigga. I'm gonna be a future old man. No matter what the fuck.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's like, we call it comedy, but like, I'm not saying I'm not a comedian, but it's just like, that's just our personality. Our personality is like, I guess, outgoing, or it's our point of view and like how we look at life.
Bro, I just want funny. Like, I just want to be entertained. I just want to fucking have fun and.
Yeah.
Like, when does that stop? When do you stop being like, nigga, I want to stop being immature?
Because life stops you from
life
that.
Life be stopping, life niggas. Stop that shit, niggas. Ain't but heaping, bro.
That's what I'm trying to tell niggas, bro. We got to go out and do that shit. Because, bro, a lot of things, a lot of stories that we tell here on this podcast, bro, if we looked at it from a different point of view, it's not going to be funny. How we present it to you is like, yes, it's funny because this is just how, this is our story of telling you.
That's how I perceive it. That's how I.
There you go.
Took what was going on.
And that's why half the time when I'm telling the story, it's like, this is how I see it. And Jermaine tell you his story on like how he's seen it. But it's just, it's your perception of life. And that's really important. So I feel like the, something like the podcast is something I can do for a long time because I'm, it's just me, this nigga and Sheldon talking. Like we're just all on here just, you know, chatting. Right. So.
Yeah. For me, man. Yeah. After I mean, I think I definitely want to like make money being creative for as long as I can. But I think one thing I want to do after, like, I guess the music or whatever is done and like maybe this podcast, whatever, like I want to get into like the video game industry. So like, I would love to own my own studio and like develop and publish games or like even get into like esports management. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money in that. So like, I would love to do that. Cause I love video games. So I would love to just be in that space. I recently, mm-hmm. I would love to be in that space. Yeah. So that's where I plan to go after this shit's done.
Show that. Yo, you checking out this VR shit, man?
A little bit. Like VR, oh, VR shit, is dope. If it becomes more accessible, then it's even better. If it becomes more easily accessible.
I think inevitably we're heading that way. But yeah. the possibilities these niggas are talking about, like another, it's like you're in another world.
I seen a nigga getting mm-hmm. like
fucking metaverse.
Have you, we all seen player versus player.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Player one really cool. ready or whatever. Yeah. That's literally it.
That's
like,
fucking sick, though.
Why do you think? Yeah, I love that. That's a great movie.
Even bro, I feel like so cool that it's dangerous. Like, I'd be so like, you're at your house. Nigga, what else I'm going to do? Let me fucking go on this VR thing. I could go to the movies. I could like, they got motherfucking like workstations and desks. You could put your computer on your VR so you're like, you're in the middle of the room.
Bro, I seen a man painting a mural in VR.
Whatever view you want.
And you're on a little moving thing, right?
I said, I seen a man
painting a mural in VR. And I'm like, I thought that was so hard. My fault. It's my phone.
It's ridiculous, man.
Crazy.
You gotta wake up now, Shells. This is all a dream.
But yeah, that me.
You ain't good.
Oh yeah, one more. Yo, imagine this though, my man. One thing, my bad. They're like, all right, people are gonna be in this space. That's where the attention is. That opens up streams for like, imagine you're in this virtual city and you could like buy land in certain, this is platform or some shit. You could buy land, put up advertisements. So it's a virtual city. Niggas are there.
I'm going
to
say
you own
this documentary.
Mm-hmm. You buy it in crypto.
Yeah.
And then you get paid to like whatever advertising. And it's crazy.
Bro, there's this video game called, I think it's called Half-Life. And it's pretty much just like, it's just like that, but it's not VR. It's like on the computer. It's like, think about like a game, like a RuneScape type of thing. It's like that, right? But you could literally build whatever you can. It's just, you got to be creative. You got to, there's a little bit of coding to it, whatever. But there's people in there that they build assets in the video game. They build like houses, they build clothes, they build whatever. And they sell them between players for real money. So there's like people and they just do that all day. There's a whole documentary about it. I'll send it to you. It's fucking fire.
Bro, it's just, what's crazy to me is just like how much our parents were honest, like, oh, all you want to do is play video games, and just niggas literally making more than my dukes, like
real
playing
tank,
video games. So it's like, it's just, it's, there's a lot of lessons in life that's presented right in front of us, man. And it's just like, you know, it's hard. It's, again, I don't want to get into a whole conversation of us that we already visited of us saying like, yo, do what you want, because there's a lot of things stopping you from doing it. But man, it's.
Try,
man. You know, it's fucked. The same way we feel, man. We're just like y'all, man. We do the same things, man. We do the same things, just in a different way. And it's just like, I feel like everybody should have their freedom to do whatever they want. And I feel like, again, quarantine was one of those things where it's like, we all had a chance to kind of do something, whatever the fuck you wanted to do, because everything was just paused at that moment, you know. But a lot of people jump out of things because they don't see immediate success, and like, you know what I mean, like. Confidence, bro. It's a lot. It's a lot. But you know, stick with it. Yeah, do what you want to do.
Oh, for real.
I would never be on Love Island. First off, I forgot to bring that up. I guess next time I'll talk about it. I could never be on a show like that. They'd kick me off.
Biggest dweebs.
I'm sorry, biggest dweebs. It's not even. It's like you're just not gonna get me to. But I know
I'm
niggas
not
like that.
The hashtag.
I'm not saying
I'm not screaming I got a text.
I'm not even passing my phone around. I'll literally go start getting ready. He's like, where the fuck Trey go?
Oh yeah, I got to. I'm gonna shoot y'all in the group thing.
Well, holler at y'all, man. Oh shit. Oh, when y'all getting eliminated? Something about that. I'm good.
Put on your best pants. We're going out. Hashtag put on your pants.
Bro, niggas go on a date on the show and this. Oh my god, tell about it. Did you get freaky? Did you get shaky on it? Or something like that. I'm like, bruv.
That's a good accent.
What? Oh, thank you. I've been watching it a lot. But I would just like, you know what I mean? The producers would definitely say, okay, look, we gotta get the man with the beard off.
He ain't participating in the things that we're asking him.
Yeah, so we got to get him off. They really had to get me off, but that we get inside the next time, man.
Yeah, man. You know what time it is, man. This has been episode 93 of the Random Order Podcast. Shout out all my 93 babies. You know what time it is, man. You get yours next week.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version. Click that bell so you know exactly when we drop.
Yes, sir.
Audio versions available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you drop a rate and comment, man. I've been seeing gorgeous comments. I'd like to see more of that. Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We're actually active on there. We getting busy.
Mm-hmm.
Random Order Show. Mm-hmm. 4YE.ca. Get yourself right. We got the new drop. You know what time it is, man.
Yeah.
At number 4YE on Instagram. Man, what's the cheese of the day, man?
I've been doing that Havarte. Yeah.
Definitely Havarti.
Havarte.
He just got into it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.